What's up, London? Bridges falling down, falling down, blah, 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 blah. What is going on, everyone? It is Thursday, August 22nd. We are 3 days away from AEW's All In pay-per-view, which Maggie is headed to tomorrow.
She's tomorrow, flying. Tomorrow.
She is flying to London, England, and we are excited to be here because we are going to talk about AEW All In. We're going to give you our predictions. But as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
Guys, we've been here for a while, right? We've been doing this for a long time, almost 3 years now. Rob knows this extremely well. But if you guys don't, tell me if this is news to you. I suffer from anxiety, okay? It is bad. Of course, when it's time for a trip, it's way, way bad. It doesn't matter where it is. If I know that I'm traveling somewhere the next day, I'm just gonna not sleep at all. So having in mind the capacity of the trip that is waiting for me tomorrow, it is really necessary for me to sleep, right? I have to be present, you know? And because of that, I made damn sure that I'm extremely exhausted today, just so I can fall asleep the minute I see my pillow. I got up at 7:30. I ran errands all day. And when I say all day, I mean all day. I'm so exhausted. I was out in the sun so long that I actually have a tan. This is ridiculous. And then I started packing. And do you know, like, you know the stupid policy, like, when you only have, you know, a backpack and, you know, and a carry-on with you, you know, the cabin bag?
Yeah.
You're only allowed to take a certain amount of liquids with you. Yeah. And in that amount of liquids, I need to stuff all my skincare. And my shampoos and my body lotion and everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like a woman, I'm here to tell you that this is nearly impossible. I am in my 30s. I need my skincare routine. I'm not leaving anything behind, okay? So you have no idea the leaps and bounds I went through in order for me to pack that crap. So it was easier last year because I was there for 3 days. I'm there for 6 days now, and there's a lot of stuff. It's giving me major anxiety. And then I come to the conclusion that it's going to be freaking freezing in London compared to the weather I'm having. So sweatshirts, do you know how much space sweatshirts take from, you know, in that cabin bag? This is ridiculous. I only am taking one pair of pants. One. Because that is all I can afford. And everything else is sweatshirts and t-shirts. I might actually even get a scarf. I got a scarf last year, and that scarf saved my life. Because it was like 15 degrees, which is 30 degrees lower than what it is right now. It's a freaking nightmare. So the moment we end the show, Rob is gonna calm me down, and I'm just gonna go sleep, and then just wake up at 5:30 in the morning, just so I can get ready and go to the airport. This is fine. So as I'm doing my shtick, Rob will remove our names because they're bugging the crap out of me. Guys, welcome to our anxiety show. Fans of Coexisting All In Weekend, hi. Thank you for joining us on this special edition of our show on a Thursday. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your you know, different kinds of schedules in order for you to be here with us. So you know the drill. Please leave a like on the video. It is the best way to support us. It's also the thing that costs zero amount of dollars or any amount of courtesy that you're in. If you would like to support us via your wallets, which is something that we will always encourage, because that London trip has cost me a lot of money that I obviously don't have. So send us your super chats. It's the bottom of the live chat on YouTube. If you're not watching on YouTube and you're watching on our other platforms, so either Twitter, X, Facebook, or whatever, or Twitch, you can send a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds, which is a good thing right now. And having my position, Rob's position, all of us's position, subscribe to Fightful Select. You're about to get a lot of scoops from Sean, also from Corey Brennan. He's going to be there during the show. Sean, I suppose that he's afraid of getting monster constipation, and that's why he's not heading to London, because he's not gonna, you know, be able to take the pressure, if you get what I'm saying. We're about to talk all about All In. I hope that this doesn't give me even more anxiety. If I have a panic attack in the middle of the show, Rob will know. You are muted. Or maybe you're not.
I fixed it. Yeah, but we'll be good. We will be all good to go. So, Maggie, as we said, or as you said, AEW All In, you're headed there. Jamal wants to know how long the flight is.
A little bit over 2 hours. It's not a long flight. That's why I don't have Wi-Fi, because like it's Ryanair. Okay? They suck.
So before we start going into the card, Maggie, what match are you looking forward to the most?
What match? That is a tough one. Because almost all matches are gonna hump a lot. But let's remind people how biased I am. Ospreay and MJF. That's probably what I'm looking forward to the most. But Toni Storm and Mariah May, it's also there. I won't even mention the main event, because I kind of feel like that's an obvious answer.
Yeah.
I get that. I'm looking forward to hearing the final countdown. It's going to be Bryan Danielson's theme, right? I can't be the only one.
I would hope so.
I'm sure. The entire Wembley Stadium singing the final countdown, gimme.
Give you. Like, yeah. Give it to me.
Yeah. SP3 is going to lose his mind.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. He's also going to be there.
Yeah, so you get to meet him too.
Yes.
That's cool. So you'll be meeting SP3. You'll be meeting, hopefully you'll be meeting Mel Coleman, who will be there.
I hope so. I told her, say yes to lunch. She hasn't come back to me yet, but we will make that work. Hopefully I get to see Alex McCarthy, because I didn't get to do that last year. Oh. I'm going to go to a spa on Tuesday with John Barker.
Yeah, that's cool. Like going to a spa there. Like,
I've never been to a spa in my life, and I'm going to London. I'm going to go to a spa in London. So that's a...
Yeah, I haven't had one of those spa days. I've went to one of those new rooms.
I know where this is going.
I've been to one of those. That was good times.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of those?
No. Just don't go there.
That sometime.
Sure, what could possibly go wrong?
NURU massages. Go ahead and do it now. I want to see your reaction. This will be good.
What's that?
NU are you? And then I don't want to plug their site again, so the second word I said there. Let's see this reaction.
Do I want to see images?
No, well, I think it'll be okay. just different facials involved there. But yeah, anyways,
okay.
welcome to coexisting. My volume is really low again, supposedly, so let's fix that.
It's absolutely fine, but let's see what the fans are talking.
Any better?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. All right. So I was trying to find the graphic for the 0 hour match, but it's not loading. None of them are loading because StreamYard's giving some issues, so that's good. But we will start with the...
It's probably sad because I don't have access.
That's exactly why. So anyways, we will start talking wrestling. We appreciate you guys for hanging around for 10 minutes, I hope.
Yeah. This is a wrestling show.
Yeah. So let's start with the first match, the match that's been confirmed for 0 hour. It is none other than Chris Statlander and Stokely Hathaway taking on Tomohiro Ishii and Willow Nightingale of the conglomeration.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this one of those matches that when the dude tags in the girl and, automatically the other, so it's not intergender tag team.
Correct. But we do know that. We do know that Willow is going to beat the shit out of Stokely.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because I want to know if Willow can pin Stokely. That's the hard-hitting questions.
Who knows? I mean, they're not supposed to. If you go based off history. But I don't really know how many other than... I remember Cody Rhodes and Brandy versus Shaquille O'Neal and Jade Cargill. Like that.
How do you even remember that? That was 4 years ago.
Well, I just remember that. I mean, they've probably had other... they've had other intergender matches. I think Statlander and Cassidy have teamed up. And I think Britt Baker and Adam Cole teamed up, too, in a match. But...
Did they?
It seems like they did. I don't know. My memory sucks. We both know that's the truth. But we do have a super chat before you answer your prediction for that match. Just Ricardo says, I am not okay with the idea that Sunday may be it.
No. Don't even think that. Do not even think that.
So, Maggie.
Thank you, Ricardo, for the super chats.
Yes, thank you very much.
The other people follow Ricardo's lead.
Maggie, who you got winning this?
So, Chris Statlander won the first match, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so Willow and Ishii absolutely need to win this match in order for it to be... in order for it to be logical for them to have a third match. Also, I kind of feel like Ishii will know if I bet against him, and I'm really afraid of Ishii. So I'm just... Okay, look me in the eye and tell me that dude doesn't scare the crap out of you.
Oh, he does. Yep. I'm definitely afraid.
No. Thank you.
I wouldn't fight him. I wouldn't. There's a lot of. I wouldn't fight almost any wrestler.
I wouldn't even fight Stokely. He's been putting in the work.
Yeah, that's probably a wise choice.
Yeah.
So, who do you have winning?
Willow and Ishii.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Same here.
That's why I asked, because I can see Willow pinning Stokely after murdering the guy.
So. Yeah. And I mean, there's always a possibility that I just think they got to go with Willow. She's been getting her ass kicked a lot by being attacked that we've seen, and I just think that's the way they have to go.
Yes.
Let's see here. So we go to another match, the AEW Tag Team Championship. The Young Bucks defending their AEW tag team titles against the Acclaimed and FTR in a triple threat match. Maggie, I'm going to go first on this one. I think FTR is going to get this victory. I think they're going to win the titles.
Can you explain this match to me? Why?
It's a triple threat match. That means there's three teams.
Shut up.
Well, that's why. Seriously, like, I don't know. I would have been fine with, I would have preferred just Young Bucks versus FTR, just a rematch. But the thing
I would prefer.
I prefer. That's what I would prefer. I mean, if you're going to add the Acclaimed, okay, whatever. We all know it's no secret. I like Anthony Bowens. I think he's great. I like Billy Gunn. I prefer, but I don't get the, I don't know. It just hasn't been working for me with the Acclaimed. Don't get me wrong. I used to like the Acclaimed. It just hasn't been working for me. Like, since they've been faces, you know, it just hasn't been working for me. I don't see winning, but that's me.
I would have preferred none of this. I don't understand. Why did any of this happen? And it kind of happened like that. And like, I know. So FTR got on Collision and they called out the Young Bucks at Wembley. But like, the Young Bucks had a match against the Acclaimed because the Acclaimed beat them in a, what do you call it? Eliminator match? No, what do you call that? So a contender match.
Yeah, eliminator match.
Eliminate. Thank you, Jesus. I'm forgetting simple words now. Eliminator match. Yeah, they beat them, so like they were owed a championship match, and then the FTR call out the Young Bucks, and then the Young Bucks have a match against the Acclaimed. Matt Jackson tries to hit either Max or Anthony with the title belt after they gave them the low blow, and then FTR come out and they, like, the match gets thrown into the dumpster, you know, disqualification because of FTR. And of course, yeah, the way it turned out, it's logical because of course the Acclaimed are going to be pissed off that FTR cost them the match. Sure. But then, okay, why would you reward bad behavior, Christopher Daniels? You're a sucky GM, if that's even your title description. Oh, that team cost the match. Let me reward them with a title opportunity at the biggest show in our company's history. How is that? How's that even, you know, how? You're continue to be muted.
My microphone. I know what's happening. My microphone.
It's going in and out. We can't hear you again.
My microphone's coming loose. That's why I'm trying to fix it. So I should be okay now.
Yeah, it's you sound weird, which means that you're not coming out of your microphone. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, I know probably the match is going to be extremely good. I'm sure, like, all three of these teams in the ring are good. I'm personally am not a fan of the Acclaimed. JPJ and Drew Nicholas, it's fine now. It's fine now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the JPJ and Drew Nicholas were discussing this today on Yes, this is probably right. The universe also is trying to censor Rob because he's spitting facts.
Spitting facts.
Yeah. What was that? Oh, yeah. So JPG and Drew Nicholas were discussing this on their show today. I was able to pop in while eating a peach. So the match is going to be amazing. But I've said this numerous times on our show. I was the only person booing the Acclaimed beating House of Black at Wembley last year. The only one. 73,000 people were scissoring in the audience, and I wanted to scissor my neck off. Because, like, that's the House of Black. Having in mind that that Bray Wyatt has just passed away, and they paid homage to Bray Wyatt so great in their entrance at Wembley. And they just lost. And then Malakai Black took a bow, and I was like, please don't leave. Just don't ever leave. It's been kind of disappointing for me, and it's not just the Acclaimed aren't my thing. I just, it's not working for me. I get the scissoring and anything. The huge scissors in the crowd is probably, okay, you don't need to explain it to me. I know how scissors work. And also that. So, like, let's just not mention it.
Giggity.
Yeah, so, like, the huge scissors in the crowd is, like, that was funny, okay? AEW and the A being scissors Acclaimed every Wednesday, that is really, really sweet. And, you know, it's good. Like, something happened along the way, and I just don't enjoy it anymore. Like, they've been having the same gimmick, if I can even say gimmick, like nothing's changed, you know? And I suppose that that's, I suppose that that's it. But again, the match is probably going to be great. I'm just not feeling it right now.
Sure.
I'm going to go for the Young Bucks.
Okay. So you got the Young Bucks and I got FTR. You know, the only thing that could fix this match is if they make it a four-way match and you add Jay Lethal and somebody else.
That's Jeff Jarrett. J-E-double-F, J-A-double-R-E-double-T. That is a long way to spell go. Anyway, sorry, I forgot to send.
There's another one for you, Maggie.
The list goes on and on and on.
Everybody Spencer. You care about. Everybody you care about.
Spencer. You know what? Robert,
Maggie,
one day you're going to think that you're happy.
And, no, I've, that's not going to happen.
And we on that day, that. Happiness will turn into ashes in your mouth. Thank
ashes
you.
In my mouth.
Thank you, Cersei Lannister, for that amazing line. Game of Thrones forever. I'm gonna murder Spencer Love now, and so there you go.
There, that was a hell of a run.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I was wondering how I was gonna get that in there today, but luckily it worked out.
For you me. Always find a way, you
bastard. Yeah, that's true. I do it for the viewers, not
sure. Yeah.
Anyways,
people never die.
The Casino Gauntlet match: winner earns an AEW World Title shot. Yeah, I believe that title shot's at All In, correct?
No, it's not.
No?
No.
Oh.
People are talking that it can legitimately be like a contract and they can cash it in even in the main event of All In.
Oh, one of those kind
of
deals.
Okay. Yeah, one of those, you know, shticks. But it's not at All Out. No. You'd all right, think, so... but it's not.
Okay, so we know right now, and I hope this has been updated, because if there's more, let us know. Orange Cassidy is entering at number one. We know Hangman Page is in it. Kyle O'Reilly and Mark Briscoe. Has anybody else been added to this match that you know of? I
Hangman?
Heard. Yeah, I said Hangman. Yep, Hangman.
Okay. Evil now, Uno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
if he survived. If he survived.
Okay,
that awful briefcase that Hangman rolled over him.
So we know that there will likely, well, we know that there's going to be surprises in this match. Ricochet is one that we've already
Please don't say guessing. It.
Oh, I think...
Please don't say it.
I think Corey said it for you.
Please don't say it. You're saying it.
I don't think he's going to be in it. That's just my opinion. I don't think he'll be in there. But I do think there's a possibility that we see Michael Oku in this.
Tommy okay.
Billington.
Grado?
This match. What's that?
Grado.
Yeah. My mic's low again, supposedly.
Yeah. Supposedly, because I can hear you fine, but like you need to, you know, take care of that. Probably Simon Miller. I will pop if Simon Miller is a part of that. But every time we're at Wembley, I'm just going to hope for Simon Miller. I mean, last year, Simon Miller was a part of the security people that were in the Miro and Will Hobbs segment, even before the pre-show or the buy-in, whatever you guys want to call it or anything.
So we got that. I think, do you think it's a possibility we see Bobby Lashley in there?
I don't know. The only person which I'm 100%, well, not 100% because nothing is 100%. The only person that I'm willing to bet money on is Ricochet being a part of this. Anyone else is a plus, apart from Shane McMahon, which is I will walk out.
Pee break. So
fucking bye. No. The pee break is the Fozzy concert. I will just get up and walk, because if Shane McMahon is a part of this, then this will mean that a portion of my money for the ticket that I purchase will go into Shane McMahon's pocket, and I will not let that happen.
So I do think that Evil Uno will be part of this. So I mean,
he can try to eliminate Hangman with a suitcase, and then Hangman would.
I also think, and you won't like this, but I think we'll see John Moxley.
Why would I like this?
No, the next one is what I meant. Sorry. Oh. And I do think Double J Jeff Jarrett will be in it.
That's fine. As long as he doesn't win it, like, that's fine.
He's going to win it for Britain.
No.
Yeah.
I will take one of the bricks that are, you know, are in my place that I'm staying, and I will throw it at Jeff. Granted, I'm obviously kidding, by the way.
Yeah. Granted, I don't know what his schedule is or if he has any bookings. So I'm talking about this without looking. Mustafa Ali could definitely be one.
I will pop immensely if Mustafa Ali is there.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
That could be a possibility.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I think Claudio and Okada definitely being in this match.
Oh my God, their match from last night. So whoever it is in this match, it won't matter because Hangman's going to win it.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. It's not going to be Shane O'Mac. Please just shut up about it.
It wouldn't surprise me, and this is why it wouldn't surprise me if John Moxley wins. Because I think they need a shot in the foot. You know, like, I think they need, when Moxley was champion, more people were tuning in. I'm saying I think Swerve's going to win it, like, regardless, whoever he faces. And I know I'm skipping ahead, but I don't, like, whoever wins this match, unless they cash it in, like, way down the line, I just don't see it happening.
Okay.
That's just right now. I mean, obviously, we know I suck at predictions, so.
But I hope you do, because you just said who you think is going to win the main event,
and I really don't want that. I don't want that to happen.
So don't put it out in the universe, damn it.
Well, I think other people are putting it out in the universe.
They suck.
Well, yeah, that's true. Anyways, just Ricardo's turning heel on you. He says, "Here comes the money."
Money, money, money. At least you send money for that. Okay. Like, at least if you're gonna be mean to me, just, you know, do it with money. Thank you, Ricardo. We appreciate you so much for this.
I do know
that's one thing. That's the right way to get on my good side.
I do know that if that Moxley music hits, it's gonna be pretty cool to hear that crowd go.
Oh, I still have no, I don't, because I erased it by mistake. The video of John Moxley from last year coming out of the crowd, and everyone just started, you know, running towards the guy, and like security had to.
What did get you ever share it on Twitter?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, so I mean, there's a lot of people that could be added to this, obviously.
Obviously.
I have either, like, I'm thinking John Moxley wins, but I could totally see Hangman Page winning this to go back to his feud with Swerve. But in another way, I don't think he needs it. Like, I think he can get in there without having this contract.
Yeah. I'm still betting on Hangman.
I would, for you, I would love for this to happen as well.
I do not think so.
You don't think
it'll happen? It's going to be really good, but I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. What are the chances we see your guy Wardlow?
You're going to hear me if Wardlow comes back. And you're not going to hear a scream. You're going to hear, "Who's that?"
Ah.
Like, what is this? Where has he been?
Who's that? I can't remember.
Who's that? I forgot.
All right, so we'll move on to our next match. The FTW Championship. The Learning Tree is Chris Jericho versus Hook. Hook's going to win this, and he's going to retire that belt, I hope. He's going to hand it to Dad and say, "That's it. I need to move on from this.
Get your shit and get out."
I need to move on from this title that doesn't matter.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I have a couple of. I don't care so much for this match, yet I have theories.
Austin theories? No, sorry.
Shut up. So, first of all.
Like it when you talk dirty.
I'm just not enjoying this. Like, last night was probably the only entertaining thing about Chris Jericho, and I laughed out loud. Just mind you, I laughed out loud. Like, him calling Cardiff England and everyone booing everything. Yeah. Dynamite, what's he have in common except for being related by blood and being a part of the family? I laughed out loud. Okay, like, this was good, this was funny, but like, it's been the first time in years that Chris Jericho has done something that's made me laugh. I'm probably gonna laugh on Saturday while he's performing because it's so bad, but like, I'll probably be peeing.
Oh, that might be your pee break, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much gonna be my pee break. Philip will be sitting next to me. He likes Fozzy, so he's gonna enjoy the crap out of that, and I'm like, I'll be peeing.
Oh yeah, I forgot he's seen before.
Yeah. So it's but there's a chance Hook may not even show up to the match, and do you know why?
Why?
Because Wembley Stadium doesn't have a roof. And they have no way of projecting the Hook signal, so he might not get called up.
Oh, Jesus.
So But if Hook shows up, he's going to win the match, hopefully.
All right. I got Hook winning as well. The AEW Trios Championship London Ladders match. The Patriarchy.
Do you have a spoiler for the fourth team?
I know who it is, but I'm not going to say it.
Is it written in the email that you sent me?
No, but I can put it in there if you want.
Just put it in a private chat.
Yeah. Okay. So, and nobody in chat, please don't put it in there. Yeah. So, we do our best not to spoil anything on this show. Anyways, that's why. Never mind. I can't even bring that up. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Well, anyways, let's go ahead. You know what? Let's skip that while I bring up that information. Let's go to a different match here. Let's go to.
So we're not gonna.
We're gonna go back to it.
Okay.
Let's go to the AEW American Championship. MJF taking on Will Ospreay.
Oh, okay. So we're gonna have to talk about last night for a bit. Okay. So basically, what happened last night on Dynamite? It's weird me saying that because it's Thursday. It's weird for me to say that. So last night was Will Ospreay and MJF's face-to-face. I love the fact that Will Ospreay was soaking in the crowd's appreciation and love for him. And then out comes MJF wearing the American flag. What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
That was so good. So Will said that he will clear the mess that MJF made. So MJF then said that TK called him and begged him to come back to clean up the mess that Will Ospreay made. Will Ospreay then said that Tony Khan called him for All In last year and said, Will, please come and put on an amazing match because I cannot trust my AEW champion, which was so good. He wasn't even a part of the company last year, and he still did that. So MJF then said a really amazing line. He said, I'm facts, and facts don't care about wrestling. There was this thing that Ospreay told MJF that it took MJF 4 years to get the people to love him, while with Will Ospreay, it took 4 beats of his music. That was so good. Amazing back and forth between those two. And then while they were shouting at each other, and MJF slipped up and said, they love me until you showed up and took it away from me. And I was like, oh, he's jealous. He's fucking jealous. Okay. And because he said that, you know that MJF's character is when he slips up and he has nowhere else to go, he just goes for the easy go. And then he started talking about his family. He said, you know, you have a kid that's not really yours. And here's a newsflash. The second kid you have won't be yours either. And oh my God.
Yeah.
And then they started to brawl. Like, you knew that it was going to be all down here from that line. So this was always going to be personal, but MJF made it way more personal last night. I really, really wanted to see this live while seeing this, the discourse on Twitter. Because I kind of wanted to smoke a cigarette after that promo. And the last time I had to do that, it was between Samoa Joe and CM Punk in AEW. Just, you know, the first time. Oh, no. Wait, it was Eddie Kingston and CM Punk, you know, before their match. really, really good stuff. They made me hype. Like, I was always going to be hyped for this match because it's Will Ospreay. But, like, now they made me care about the storyline behind the match. There are two possibilities here, and I have no idea which way to go. So, on the on one hand, you can have a returning Adam Cole costing MJF the title and Will Ospreay being champ once again. On the other side, you have Don Callis. Probably costing Will Ospreay. And MJF retains. The fact that they're not going to be at Wembley for All In next year, which means that
they're going to be in Texas.
Yes, Rob, they are going to be in Texas. Tejas. Yes. And because I don't think that they're going to give the two babyfaces the win here, both Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson. And I'm a bit conflicted here. If Will Ospreay loses, I think that the entire Wembley crowd is going to tear down the whole stadium. I'm afraid for that. So I really don't have no idea what to say here. What do you think? I mean, because like the Don Callis thing has to go somewhere at some point. And this is an excellent opportunity for them to have, you know, to get that going. But I don't know if they want to do that to the Wembley crowd and me also. I don't know.
I believe that Will Ospreay will win this match because I, like you said it earlier, you brought his name up. I do think Adam Cole returns in this match and cost MJF the title. And I agree with Soupy here. I believe that Will Ospreay will win with the Tiger Driver.
I actually think that MJF will deliver a Tiger Driver to Will Ospreay and Will Ospreay will kick out. Ospreay
kick out? Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be killer.
Because like no one's ever been pinned with a Tiger Driver. I don't know where that entire thing came out. Like I understand where it came from. I know, I get it. Bryan Danielson at the end of the segment, because like Will Ospreay was really bloody from the diamond ring that MJF used, and he was at the doctor's backstage, and Bryan Danielson was just fucking do it.
I loved it.
Do it. And I was like, yeah, okay. So like Bryan Danielson tells you to fucking do it. And like, he's the person that you're most worried for. So just go ahead and just fucking do it. I like that.
Before I forget, I'm going to read the super chat and then I'm going to tell you something that just kind of came to my mind here. Jamal sent us a super chat, says, I'm completely nervous about MJF Ospreay match. I want Will to win, but I could see shenanigans costing him. That's the thing. I agree with that.
Yeah.
This match go so many different directions. It's crazy. But like what I wanted to add, it just came to me. So it's like off topic, but it's more of a dream match because it just came to my head, but wouldn't a Bryan Danielson, Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega and Okada match just kick all kinds of ass?
What are you doing?
I know. It just kind of like came to me. Like,
I mean, I have to live with the fact that I'm not going to see Kenny Omega this year. And you just bring that up. Like, I just stop sobbing.
There's a, I mean, obviously, I don't know. Like,
I know, but like, I will text Sean after the show and ask him for the sake of my sanity, okay? Just so I can stop hoping, because I will never stop hoping. And I'm like, please, okay, if you know for a fact that he's not there, just fucking tell me so I can stop dreaming about it. Because I miss Kenny Omega so much. I love you, Kenny. I know you're watching.
Yeah.
Please get better. And even if you're not, just show up at Wembley.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that's the thing. And that dream match was just me. It just, like I said, it just came to my head. Like when we were talking about
thank you.
Danielson and Ospreay, like they were talking, and yeah. I was like, damn, that would be a hell of a match.
It will be. It will be.
It will. But I do hope Kenny shows up.
I still have no idea who to pick in this match. I'm going to pick Will Ospreay because it's a safe bet.
Dolph Lundgren, yeah.
Dolph Lundgren, yeah. My mom will kill me if I pick other than Dolph Lundgren. Yeah. So if I'm expecting a lot of shenanigans here, but I will pop for Michael Cole? Ew, Adam Cole.
That'd be something.
I will. Boom. I will. Vintage boom.
Yeah, vintage boom. That's what he'd say. Oh, God. That'd be something. So we both have Ospreay.
Yeah.
But we both can see shenanigans happening.
Shenanigans in this match. Absolutely. And shenanigans is a wonderful nickname for Dong, the ass Callus.
All right. So we'll go back to the...
the Trios match.
Thank you. The AEW Trios Championship London ladder match. The Patriarchy with Christian Cage, Killswitch, and Nick Wayne taking on the House of Black versus Bang Bang Gang versus the winner of Top Flight and the team of Wheeler Yuta, Claudio Castagnoli, and Pac.
Yes. Okay.
Who do you think wins that match on Saturday at Collision?
I really want it to be at House of Black because if you guys haven't noticed, I'm a huge sucker for House of Black. I haven't been exactly on board with the way that they've been booked at AEW, and I actually thought that this was gonna be their safe space, if I can call it that. I will always root for a House of Black. And that's why I will just straight out pick them. We don't know for sure. I know for sure who the fourth team are. Rob put it in, the private chat. But I'm still going to pick House of Black. But I can see, you know, the fourth team winning. I can totally see that. Louisville, thank you for the super chat. If you have a comment, please write it down and we will put it on the screen. Thank you for the support.
I'm going to go through and make sure like he didn't put anything in there. Let's see here.
Yes, yes. It's going to be a wonderful match, by the way, because it's going to be a ladder match. I haven't seen a ladder match live ever.
Yeah, they're fun. I've seen quite a few, but I think anyways, that's a long conversation and me trying to think, and I can't do that right now. This might be what he was saying. Send in your bucks to support Buck 05 to support MJF, freedom in the greatest country in the world, America, Long Island.
Thank you. MJF is a wonderful wrestler. Like, people often forget that. But, like, that Merca thing?
Merca.
Yeah.
Brinley says House of Black will win. Jamal says, I will write if House of Black doesn't win. Bonker says House of Black wins.
You guys better be right, okay? You better be right.
Goofy says some more news on Ricochet signing with AEW. Fightful Select has a report on that. So
please subscribe to Fightful Select and you'll get all your scoopsies firsthand without,
it's pretty much news we've already know. It's just Sean had more people talk to him about it. So that's why
it's a matter of when and not if.
Yeah.
At this moment. Yeah.
Yep, correct. Okay, so I'm going to go with House of Black, but I could totally see that fourth team winning too. Let's move on to our next match here. Mm-hmm. AEW TBS Championship, Mercedes Moné with Camille taking on Britt Baker.
Do you have listed the Soraya Open Challenge?
No, I didn't even know that was on there. So,
well, I'm pretty sure she's going to have an open challenge.
Okay, well, okay, so let's say open challenge first. If it's open challenge, it's going to be Jamie Hayter then.
There you go.
That's my guess. There you go. I know some people think it's Becky Lynch, but I give that less than 1%. I give it less than 1% that she showed
up. Less than 1%, no. I'm going to bet on Jamie Hayter too. The crowd's going to go insane for that. Like the crowd went fucking bonkers for Claudio's swing last night. They lost their minds. And I'm like, this is so great. That match was fucking amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
Claudio.
Yeah. And I want it to be Jamie. Yes. I think everybody and their mother does too. But yeah. So we go to the AEW TBS Championship. Mercedes Moné with Camille in her corner defending her title against Britt Baker.
Mercedes Moné isn't losing that championship. However, it pains me to say that because I love Britt Baker. Like the stuff she went through could not have been easy. I love the fact that she was rewarded because, like, for everything that she dealt with, she was rewarded with such a wonderful return. And because I don't think I don't think that Mercedes Moné was actually clicking up until Britt Baker came out. Yeah. And I enjoy the dynamic. I can't wait to see what the match looks like. Because like we've been thinking about this match for more than a year now. Because like no, even more than a year, like a year and a half probably. When Britt Baker dropped that boss line on Dynamite. Yeah. And then nothing happened. And then Mercedes did sign to AEW. A long time ago. So we're about to see if the match is as good as we all want it to be. But I'm just really anxious for Mercedes Moné's finisher because it's kind of looked good only a couple of times. And I don't know, Britt Baker is a professional and I know that she'll sell the crap out of everything. Because like Toni Storm's Sweet Cheeks music looks that amazing only because of the wonderful sell job that Britt Baker did during their match, if you guys remember. I'm gonna bet on Mercedes Moné, but like I'm gonna be on the edge of my seat throughout this entire match because I really want it to be good.
Yeah.
By the way, we have three women's matches on the main card.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, I have Britt Baker win, or excuse me, I have Mercedes winning this.
Yes.
I would absolutely love a stare down with Jamie Hayter and Camille though. Like I would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. This makes sense. I was wondering if Soraya does have an open challenge and Jamie Hayter came out. Will that mean that they will abandon, you know, her partnership with Britt Baker? Because, like, if you're a betting man, you think that Jamie Hayter will return to be in Britt Baker's corner to be the muscle against Camille. She can do both, but, like, the pop will be wasted. If she answers Soraya's challenge, you know?
Well, I mean, that's why that would have to go first.
What will have to go first?
The Soraya Open Challenge.
Yeah, sure, but like...
Well, she would be in the corner, is what, like, that That's why, like, it would, she wouldn't just come out again, in my opinion. I don't think it would, because, I don't know. I mean, who knows? It's really hard to say. But Mercedes retains, I believe.
Yes. Yes.
I did not hear this. Sean talked about that, though. Chances are slim that Hayter and Britt will work together in the future. I did not know that. Oh, well.
Did they have drama between each other?
Well, I know there's drama in the LBC, but I don't know if there's any drama with the DMD. I'm proud of myself for that bullshit.
You're so proud of yourself.
yeah. Anyways. Let's go on to our next match. AEW TNT Championship is going to be a coffin match with Darby Allin challenging Jack Perry for his AEW TNT Championship. Darby Allin does not lose coffin matches, but I think he does now.
Sting has told people that he's going to England.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that bullshit. So, yeah.
Yeah. Never mind. That on the one hand. On the other hand, Jack Perry just made that championship. Because, like, yeah. It's a prop. It's a different one. No, he just made that new belt.
Yeah, that's true.
And started coming out with it. But it kind of fits Darby.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. It fits Darby, so maybe they'll just... It fits
Darby. But Darby ain't going to go around with someone else's belt. Yeah. He can have the old design that he used to have when he was champion back in my day. But I like the fact that they remember that they changed the TNT championship, the design for it, because the best design was Miro's design.
Uh-huh.
That, not to be biased or anything, but I explain it to the people.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm kind of torn. I don't want Darby to win because he already has a championship opportunity, the AEW championship opportunity at Grand Slam. He already has that because he won that battle royal on Rampage. I don't want him to be TNT champion also. Plus, the people that have watched their show know for a fact that I don't like Darby. I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but that ain't for me. What is it with the fascination for Darby Allin? I get it, but I also don't. It's such a dilemma. Jack Perry, hopefully, I'm going to flip out if Darby Allin. This is going to be one of, you know, like last year, everyone's going to cheer. Oh, yeah, Darby. And I was like, boo, boo, bollocks. You wankers, bollocks.
So Tony Khan, they're doing the AEW All In press call or the media call right now.
Okay, so what the
he just some news out of it is he said that Ricky Starks is still under contract. So
okay,
so everybody knows that.
Okay.
Okay. We will move on. So we both have. Well, I changed my mind after you said I forgot Sting was going to be there, and I don't see Darby losing a coffin match. I just don't now.
Nope. I hope you suck at predictions.
But, I mean, that's the thing. I've been going back and forth in my head because you're right. He does have that Grand Slam championship match, and let's just go with what I went with first. That I feel more confident that way. AEW Women's Championship.
You're picking match. Darby.
No, I'm going with Jack.
Okay. I was going to...
AEW Women's Championship, Toni Storm defending her title against Mariah May. Mariah May will be leaving Wembley Stadium with that title in hand.
Well, that is obvious, but let's talk about how amazing this is going to be. This has got to be their most compelling storyline that they've done. Apart from any Elite story, because that's been really good. This, from the moment they signed Mariah May, they have been cooking this in their heads from the get-go. And this is the longest storyline ever. And I'm so here for this. They made it personal. And Mariah May, it's her home country, and she's still going to get booed.
I don't know.
Booed last night.
Yeah, that's Wales.
Yeah, and I know it's Wales, but it's... No, people adore Toni Storm.
Hi, Jordan Grace. I don't think that's the one, but hey, if it is, cool. That'd be amazing.
Oh no, anyway. Jordan, if this is the real Jordan Grace, ma'am, I adore you. You're my hero, and every time someone for Fightful goes to a TNA show, I say, tell Jordan Grace I love her, and no one does. They suck. But you don't. You're my hero.
Well, I will play a clip from Mike Bailey here soon, and he actually talks about Miss Jordan Grace. But, the chances of that being Mrs. Grace is about half a percent.
Yes.
So
did you pick a winner? Oh, yeah. We said Mariah May. Okay.
Well, it took us an hour to get there, but we are at the main event, AEW World Championship.
Hey, I blabbed a bit.
Versus Danielson's career, Swerve Strickland defending his title against Bryan Danielson. I want Danielson to win. I just have a feeling that Swerve's going to win. But
you are such an asshole, Rob.
Hold on. You go. I'm like so wishy-washy with this because...
Wishy-washy?
What?
Explain that phrase.
Wishy-washy?
Yeah.
Oh, so. Okay. So. It's basically you're wishing for something that won't work. You know, I think that's.
And it gets washed.
Yeah. It's just.
In your tears.
Yeah. That's it. It's.
Thank you for the explanation. Okay.
Yeah.
Wishy-washy. Okay, so you wishy-washed that Bryan Danielson.
Like, the thing is I'm fine with whatever happens. That's the way it's, you know, that's the way I look at it. I wish for this, I wish for that. I kind of want two different, maybe wishy-washy wasn't the right word, but I don't want Danielson to retire. That's the biggest thing. Like, if he didn't put his career on the line, I would say Swerve would win. But the fact that he put his career on the line and he's been talking about his neck so much, I just can't picture him leaving right now. I think he's talked about how he's really good at lying in interviews, you know, so I'm thinking absolutely that's part of it. I don't want him to retire, but I also think if he wins, it would not surprise me if we see a rematch of him and Swerve at WrestleDream. I think that's the name of it, in Tacoma next month. So,
listen,
or October. Sorry, it's whenever. You know, that's the thing. My heart says Danielson, and my mind now says Danielson as well. Bryan Danielson wins.
Thank you. It took you some time, but you went there.
Yeah, I don't care what Birdie wants.
There is absolutely... Okay, first of all, I will do everything in my power to start up a chant throughout the entire stadium. Fuck you, Birdie.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Of course, I'm kidding.
Four or five, come on.
Like, she's an adorable child, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
So there's zero chance Bryan Danielson loses this match. The AEW Championship needs Bryan Danielson's name on it for future prestige for that championship. He cannot be a part of that company and never be a champion. Like, this is his time. And there's no way he doesn't retire in Washington. Where is their future pay-per-view, not counting All Out? Just
yeah.
No, you like Don't even say that. Like, don't even say that. And the storyline of Hangman winning the gauntlet would be that if Hangman actually beats Bryan Danielson for the championship at WrestleDream, this will mean that Hangman took Swerve's prize.
Yeah.
That is it. It's not supposed to be personal for them. Hangman just wants to make Swerve's life a living nightmare. And Swerve's nightmare is getting disrespected. That was a part of his promo last night. He said, "You're going around saying that you're at peace with getting, you know, retiring, and you know that's disrespectful towards me." And like, he felt disrespected. And that is it. That is the whole story. And if Bryan Danielson loses tomorrow, Jesus fucking Christ, if he loses on Sunday, I'm sorry, but no, like, that's not how you do it. It's really not. I know Bryan Danielson has made a point out of, you know, not taking, you know, people's parts and their places or anything, but he said so himself. "I'm here to bash people's heads in, not work with young talent." He said so in his first press conference after All Out 2022. Yeah, 2022. I feel like he's such a liar. Like, everyone knows he's a liar. Like, and he's gonna win the championship.
All right, so that's our predictions for AEW All In. We will move on now to...
What are you excited? By the way, because like we had to start with that, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for the show?
Well, now I would say a 9. Like, I mean, I'm anxious for the show. I just wish I could be there. And we did talk about this a few times last year that I was planning on being there, but something that others don't need to worry about came up. So that's the easiest way to say.
Yes.
Doc sends us a super chat. Thank you very much. He says, "Had to do the media call, but I wanted to say hi, Maggie. I hope you have the best time in London. Rob, I hope we do a prediction show. Love you guys." Love you too, buddy.
Hey, please do a prediction show and I can pop in.
Yeah, we will. We will.
From a pub.
Oh, that'd be cool. So, let's do a little Cooper Effect action. You ready?
Yes.
Let's roll.
I'm about to be so incredibly professional here because I only read the title of the the article, and I'm about to read, you know, some parts of the article on air for the first time, and I'm about to read like a first grader. Okay, so this is a story about a stray puppy that chased a doggy daycare bus and got adopted. So a determined Labrador has found a new home in Georgia after galloping alongside a doggy daycare bus until he won over the driver and found a new home. In Franklin County, the story begins when the driver of the pup bus, which is such a wonderful phrase, by the way, was doing his rounds to bring clients' dog to daycare, coming to a house he knew well, a Labrador retriever who had been attending Keller Creek boarding and grooming for 3 years, named Motley. Was waiting for the bus like normal, but this time he had a friend. Tyson Cash, the owner of Keller Creek, contacted Motley's owner to ask who the new arrival was, but to his double surprise, the owner said that they had not adopted any new dogs. They added, however, that a stray lab had been in the area for a few days and neighbors were feeding and occasionally letting it stay on their property. Keller is a reputable doggy daycare center and Cash couldn't take the risk of letting a stray on board. So after loading Motley, he closed the door. I didn't know about his vaccination status. I didn't know if he was on flea and tick prevention, said Cash. I didn't want to jeopardize all the other dogs, but he wanted on the bus badly. He was going, he was doing everything he could to get on the other dogs. Stealing himself, he drove off, but the yellow lab gave chase. Heart aching, Cash asked his wife to take a video and photo of the dog alongside the bus to post on social media to see if anyone in the area knew who his owners were. A crazy dog that, through and through, Cash and was pondering if there were any, if there was any way he could find room in his house filled with nine other pooches, as things stood for his dog, desperate for company. But fate, fortune, and friendly soul stayed Cash's hand. Also on board on the pup's bus were Nell, another yellow lab whose owner saw the Facebook post and felt even worse than Cash did. To see a dog so desperate to catch a ride was very heartbreaking. So, long story short, the doggy got adopted. Okay, this is a happy story. We love dogs, and I don't even want to continue reading this article because it's gonna get to me. Corey is absolutely 100% right. Never shop for dogs. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? There are free dogs on the streets, in the shelters, and everything. They will probably bite your nipples the first couple of nights, but you're gonna go through it because they're so damn cute.
All right, so we will move on from the pups to an interview that I had the pleasure of doing yesterday with TNA's X Division champion Mike Bailey. So we're gonna show a clip of that.
Yes, Jordan Grace, if you're still here.
Had a great time talking to him, and yeah, I look forward to, it was really cool. He was awesome. So I want to say thank you to TNA for letting me do that, and Mike Bailey for taking the time to let me interview him. So that was fun for me. But without further ado, here is the clip. Maybe.
Probably.
Here we go.
Yes. No. Maybe.
We do a segment called Shooting Softly. And it's where you say nice things about people. So I'm going to give you some names, and you tell me some of the positive things about these people. I'm going to start with one of my favorites, Jordan Grace.
Yeah. So, man, beyond what you see about Jordan Grace, right? Which is kind of, I think the perception of Jordan is just, I think her physique is so, I mean, impressive that it kind of overshadows just how brilliant Jordan is as a professional wrestler, and how much how careful she is, and how much thought goes behind everything she does in the ring. And I think it's easy to forget, given how impressive she is, how good of a professional wrestler she is technically.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of her, like, her backstage videos, and she seems like she is the kind of person that you would love to have in your locker room backstage. I've seen her videos, and she's hilarious. So I know that helps, like, the crew a lot. So I'm sure she's made you laugh a couple of times through your time knowing her.
Of course.
Another name, and this guy I'm sure you know rather well, PCO.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough good things about PCO and the motivation, the drive. Man, what an inspiration. The fact that PCO has successfully reinvented himself and reignited his pro wrestling career spanning across four decades is absolutely unbelievable. And PCO continues to be an absolute inspiration for myself, and I hope many more.
Yeah, he's like you said, another perfect one. And I will go with this one, Steve Macklin.
So Macklin is such a sweetheart. He is one of the, again, it's weird to say because it's not what he portrays at all, but I truly believe that the best pro wrestlers are the kindest people. And Steve Macklin is one of the kindest individuals that I have ever met in my life.
All right. Yeah. So, again, thank you TNA for letting me have the opportunity yesterday to interview Mr. Bailey ahead of his upcoming match at TNA Emergence, which will be a week from, is it a week from today? Or a week from tomorrow. Sorry, I keep on thinking today's Friday for some reason. Because I know why.
For we're some reason. Show.
Yeah.
Yes. I was not at all surprised that Steve Macklin was a ray of sunshine. Like, often the people that are absolute sweethearts can portray a huge jackass on screen. That's Adam Cole, also Steve Macklin, obviously. Like, it's been wildly known that Adam Cole is an incredibly sweet person, and he was such a jackass during a lot of his in-ring career.
And we'll be doing predictions for WWE Bash in Berlin and TNA Emergence next week. So,
yes.
We've got more predictions coming up.
Are you excited about Bash in Berlin?
Oh, yeah, I am. I think it's...
Yeah.
I mean, I think Gunther obviously retains.
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about. Gunther and Orton, they continued making this really, really personal, because like Gunther talked a bit about Randy's, you know, family, and I'm like, yeah, sure, like taunt the Viper. That is always a good idea.
Oh, and we also have No Mercy to do too, right? So.
Yeah, we also have No Mercy.
Yeah, three next week. Wow.
Yeah, but like,
having fun.
Bash at Berlin is going to be on at a really good time.
Yep.
Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Bash in Berlin?
Yeah.
Bash in Berlin
is
Saturday.
Saturday. You know, whatever, because I'm off all next week. So.
Yeah. That's
good. Yeah, I return to work at September 2nd, and I'm off all the other days.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah
nice. All right, so maybe next week we'll have an extended show, because if it took us an hour to do all in predictions, I think it might take us longer to do three pay-per-views. Of course, they might have the same amount of matches, so who knows. I'm
joking. That's the thing, them put together will have the amount of matches that All In does.
Very possible. Very
I'm
possible.
Gonna look like a fucking skeleton at the end of All In, exactly like last year, a frozen skeleton, because it's gonna be cold.
Maggie, this past week on Raw, I thought it was very boring Raw, like one of the most boring Raws that we've seen in quite a while. Nothing really stood out for me. Did anything stand out for you in this?
For me. Oh, that is an excellent question. Sheamus and Pete Dunne was really good.
Yeah.
But like this has turned into a formula ever since Vince McMahon left, and thank God for that. They've made a point out of, on each show, like they have storylines and everything, but like they make a point out of having at least one banger of a match that everyone talks about every week. Raw, SmackDown, NXT. Every week they have a match that, you know, takes up a bit more of the time, and so they can present it to you, which is a wonderful formula, because like then you have everything. You have the storyline, you have the fucking nonsense that you get, you have drama, and then you have in-ring competition, which is always a good thing. Sheamus and Pete Dunne was always going to be an amazing match to watch. I didn't understand why Pete Dunne had to... If your point was always for Pete Dunne to lose, then why is he number one contender for, you know, for a triple threat for NXT? Like, he's losing on the main roster, but he's good enough for your NXT show. That is the thing that, you know, makes little sense to me. But I let it slide because it's Pete Dunne. And I have a soft spot for everyone that came out of NXT UK. Speaking of NXT UK, Lyra Valkyria. Like, she absolutely went out of the radar the moment Becky Lynch left. She was pushed greatly because she was there. And then everything stopped. Like, she started hanging out with the TikTok tag team. That's what Alex and Kate called them. I will not call them anything different because they are the NXT post show. But yeah, the damage control all of a sudden is our faces now. Probably because, like, we're supposed to think that when another team comes out in the form of Sonya Deville, Zoe Starks, and Shayna Baszler, they're supposed to be bigger heels. So the lesser heels turn into baby faces.
Yeah.
So this is actually kind of weird. But Sheamus and Pete Dunne actually stood out for me for this week's Raw. Orton and Gunther, like, we opened the show with that and we closed the show with that because, like, they're shoving it in your face that Gunther is the main person on Raw. And there is that makes me happy because Gunther, I'm actually really excited to see Gunther versus Randy Orton number two, because if it's anything like their first match with a better finish, it's already better. It's like that match was so great, and I couldn't believe that I was saying this because I rarely enjoy Randy Orton matches. Rarely.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the crap out of that match. It's just the finish was clunky, and I wanted someone to blame. Was it the referee? Because I don't want to blame, you know, the competitors because, like, oh, his shoulder was up. Yes.
So yeah, no, I agree with that. The other thing that stood out for me with WWE programming, there's two things that stood out was Joe Hendry winning. He will be taking on Mr. Ethan Page. And the other
did
one
you see the sign in the audience?
Yeah, I did. I loved it. That was good.
Brilliant. Give that man the front row seat at No Mercy. Just have that sign with you at all times. That fucking amazing sign.
Yeah. And then the other thing that stood out for me was, and we're talking in the past week, but the Carmelo versus Andrade match from SmackDown was just...
Yeah, actually, absolutely amazing match. And this is what I'm talking about. SmackDown has their gems. And Raw has, like, Carmelo Hayes versus Andrade was always going to be an amazing match. Absolutely always. I don't feel like people are talking about Carmelo. Like, do you think he's going to be a better fit on Raw?
Yeah.
Because when you're on SmackDown, and SmackDown has both Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, that is a tough thing to, because, like, that's their show.
Yeah.
And that's, and I don't mean that anyone on the Raw roster doesn't have that star power, but I kind of am. Because, like, it's Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Like, that's a different level of, you know, competitors, if they've been there for a while, they've made a name for themselves for a long time now. Carmelo Hayes, as a whole, I think that I've said this on our show before. I don't think that his exiting feud from NXT with Trick Williams did him any favors.
Yeah,
because I don't think what went wrong. I was kind of hoping that okay, he's going to go to the main roster. He's going to get booed because people, like Trick Williams went naturally over. And people may boo Carmelo Hayes on the main roster now. He didn't be when he was face and he had just matches on SmackDown. He turned heel and then he was drafted to SmackDown. And I was like, okay, people will still boo him because he's supposed to be a heel. But like they will still care for him. But like the crowds are silent. It's like as if they don't care. And I don't know where this is coming from. Carmelo Hayes hasn't changed. Like he's still this good. But I don't think. Do you think that like that they're giving him the opportunity to show who he is?
I think now they are with his matches with.
Okay.
Okay. The past couple weeks. Because I think because they've been like, killing it.
On NXT, they used to have those segments in the barbershop. And that's, it was so amazing because it was something different, you know? Yeah. Why don't they do that? Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a barbershop, but like something new. You know, the Ali vignettes that he produced himself when he was on the main roster still, Mustafa Ali? Like those vignettes that he did those vignettes himself. He did everything himself.
Yeah.
And they were something new and they sounded different. They looked different. And I will never crap on them for trying something different. Not Raw Underground because that was fucking stupid, but Dynamite Underground. Can you fucking believe that? Oh.
Yeah. Well, Maggie.
Yeah. So yes, that the Carmelo Hayes is probably has been kind of lost in the shuffle, and I was always bitch about that because I love Carmelo Hayes. I think that he's the future for that company, future IC champion, future U.S. champion, and everything. Just yes.
Supi sent us a really big. Humper Chat, thank you, Supi, for that. We appreciate you very much for that. Maggie, it's time to plug your shit.
What did the Humper Chat say?
That's a good question. I read it and I forgot about it. Go ahead and plug your shit and I'll tell you.
Guys, you can follow me on Twix or Xter or Twitter, whatever, at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. I suppose that I will be uploading a lot of London content on my Instagram stories. I will try to take photos this time. Guys, I promise. I took zero photos last year. Probably I took two photos of Young Bucks entering and Kenny Omega entering because it's the Elite. Okay. So hopefully I repair this mistake this year and take a picture with my friends that I get to see. I hope that I get to see them. But hopefully, fingers crossed I don't die. you know, and I get there safely. Big shout out to John Barker for helping me get to my place there. And also taking me to a spa. This is going to be fucking amazing. Thank you, John. This is so, so great. Thank you guys for joining in. Thank you for your support. Please, after the show is done, please leave a comment under the video. It helps us out a lot. The algorithm sucks. So this is something that you can do to support us even more. Thank you. What does the Humper Chat say?
Just sending some love to the coexisting team. So thank you for that. Supi.
Thank you, Supi. You are a gem. Thank you so much.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at 5-4-Rob and on Threads at 5-4-Rob. We will see you next week for Prediction Tour, Bash in Berlin, No Mercy, and TNA's.
Do a prediction show this week on Select.
Yeah, and we'll do a prediction show this week. See you guys. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms, or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.